Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Audio Boo Audio Mo contribution for the 6th of June 2014. And I realise that this has been posted a little bit late, and for that I apologise. However, I hope the fact that it's posted late will still allow this to be worth the wait, and that you guys will enjoy the content in today's Audio Boo. Now, today's Audio Boo is going to talk about hypnosis and NLP, so if you're not interested in hypnosis, hypnotherapy and NLP, please press stop now and save us all the worry about you listening through to the end. I want to tell a little bit about why I got into hypnotherapy and NLP and how it has changed my life for the better. And at the end of this boo, there will be a hypnotic demo with a good friend of mine, Bianca Petrick, who is very somnambulistic. She drops into trance easily, but you will be warned when the demo will be brought in, just in case you're somnambulistic like she is, and you inadvertently drop into trance by listening to this boo. And of course, we wouldn't want to have that happen to people who, without them being warned. Now, I've always been fascinated by hypnosis. You see this guy making suggestions about people relaxing and sleeping and all of these other things, and all of a sudden people go into this funny state where their speech is a little bit slurred and they seem to be fairly suggestible and interesting things happen. And my first exposure to hypnosis was from a 1960s Thor cartoon back in 1982, where Logie tried to hypnotize Thor and make him give up control of his hammer. And Thor actually rejected the suggestion and would not actually give Logie the hammer. Now, obviously, that was a long time ago, and it pretty much remained dormant in my consciousness until about 2009. And as I was searching the internet, I found a mob called Uncommon Knowledge, www.unk.com. And I downloaded a couple of their hypnosis recordings that apparently could help people with all sorts of things. And given the fact that my Twitter timeline is blowing up with mentions, I'm just going to mute the iPhone. I actually downloaded a session, of all things, on premature ejaculation. Because I figured, well, I'd already spent several thousand dollars on low-dose SSRIs through American Medical Institute and had no improvement in my personal situation. And I downloaded this particular download and discovered that it made quite a difference to my subconscious and the way I looked at things. And I thought there really might be something to this hypnosis stuff. And I had a Growth Zone membership to Uncommon Knowledge, and I bought a few recordings over the years for things that it would probably help me with. And then in a mention exchange on Twitter with the well-known in the blind community, Jonathan Mosen, he made a statement regarding hypnosis. And I mentioned him back and said, there's no possible way that blind people can be hypnotists, can they? And he said, absolutely, why not? I'm qualified in NLP and hypnosis. And I had been through a situation previously where somebody very close to me had gone through a great deal of life trauma. And we were talking to the psychiatrist, and we said, what are we supposed to do about all of this life trauma? And the psychiatrist said, well, there's not really much we can do for her. I mean, we can put her on some SSRIs, but apart from that, you'll just have to deal. And I wondered whether that really was the only truth there was to helping people, or whether there were other methods and different ways of attacking problems in a way that would make those problems potentially solvable. And I believe it was December of the year before last, I met a good fellow by the name of Joshua Lawyer. And you can look up his stuff at www.servantwarrioronline.com, I believe. He's a very cluey guy, certified in NLP, very capable hypnotist, does excellent therapy work. If you're looking for someone, especially someone with Christian sensibilities and a genuine desire to help people out, certainly get in touch with him. Our paths have somewhat separated as of recently, but he's still an excellent practitioner, and if you're looking for somebody else, I'd certainly point you in his direction. His work is absolutely top-notch. We sat down, and I'd been doing a lot of research on hypnosis and looking around for courses and things to find out how you could learn it. And I was actually listening to a podcast series by Jonathan Chase and Reg Blackwood. And they didn't teach you how to do any hypnosis on the podcast, but they did show you some interesting things, and they had interviews with different people talking about different techniques. And there was just enough to sort of spark my interest, and I managed to get my hands on a copy of Tad James's Deep Trance Phenomena. Now, Joshua and I did a Kevy cast, which you can get from www.qcat.org/cc. I believe it's in the 2012 directory, maybe the 2013, I'm not sure. We did a Kevy cast on hypnosis and NLP. And I covered the history of hypnosis, and Joshua covered the more theoretical pieces and the more practical pieces of stuff. And I flew across to the eastern states to visit some people in in Brisbane, and also to visit some people down in New South Wales. And the listening material that I had for me on the plane from Perth to Brisbane was an audio recording of Tad James's Deep Trance Phenomena. And I was terrified. Really? Could I hypnotize people? No way. This weird juju. And I actually did a progressive muscle relaxation with a girl, and she said that she was relaxed and felt calm and enjoyed it, and it was all very interesting. That was the first induction I ever did. And then I got involved with a local erotic hypnosis group, also known as recreational hypnosis, that was meeting in Perth. And I messaged the guy and said, look, I know a little bit about hypnosis and I've been studying really, really hard. Would it be possible if I could deliver some lectures and stuff to the people at this group? And he's like, absolutely, I'd love to share the tutorial stuff around, and if you're a trained teacher, you'll probably do better than me. And I'm like, well, no, I won't, but I'll do my best. And I came along and we got on well, and we're still talking to this day. Now, that was in, I believe it was January of last year. Grace actually bought me for my birthday, an early birthday present, a 2.5-day ticket to an Australian Success Academy hypnotherapy event. And that taught me the basics of hypnosis. And then I learnt the rest of the stuff that I now know up to this day since that time. And in the 18 months of being a hypnotist and a hypnotherapist, I have learnt a great deal about the power of the subconscious, the power of the human mind, the requirements and dependencies for change, things about leverage and human goals and all of that sort of thing. And I learn stuff every day. You never stop learning when you're in the hypnotherapy and NLP trade. You really do have to keep up with the things that are going on and really learn those things. Sorry, excuse me, it's getting late here. And keep adding to your store of knowledge. And there's so many more books and programs and things that I want to read, and so many more other things that I want to see. And I just find that communicating directly with somebody's subconscious through the use of hypnosis is fascinating. It's fascinating what the human mind can do. And whether you believe that hypnotherapy is real or not, there seems to be a sufficient subjective net of evidence to prove that hypnosis does exist, and they have actually measured changes in people's brainwaves when people have been put into trance, and I put the word trance in quotes. Some people just say that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and to a large extent that is true. However, sometimes people need ideas and things seeded so that they can carry on with the correct amount of auto-suggestion to make things happen in their own life. And I've found hypnosis and NLP incredible tools for change in my life and in the lives of the people that I care about. And I can't talk specifically about the problems that I've helped people with, obviously, because this is a public audio boo. But hypnosis has allowed me to assist some of my closest friends to make incredible changes in their life for the better. And that, in fact, is the power of hypnosis. And I know this boo has been rambly, and it's been long, and for that I apologize. But I would encourage anybody who's interested in hypnosis, if you'd like to talk to me about it further, feel free to get in touch with me. Plenty of ways to do that, at Kay Hoth on Twitter and all those sorts of things. Just because you talk to me about hypnosis does not mean I'm going to hypnotize you. That would be completely unfair. And in fact, you are always in complete control as to whether you go into trance or not. And I've learnt over the years that pretty much everybody is hypnotizable. Anybody that has an IQ above 75 and that has the capacity to get engrossed in a movie or a book, or somebody who is capable of driving home without really paying attention to where they're going but getting home safely, all of those people are hypnotizable. It just requires the right induction, the right set of suggestions, and the right framing and interaction and utilization with the client to get them into a state where they can leverage the change that they want to make. Now, here is the part at which we go into a 2-minute hypnotic demonstration with Bianca Pederick. Thank you for participating, Bianca. We really appreciate this. And this is to show you one of the interesting hypnotic phenomena, how the subconscious controls what we do. And you'll find in this demo that something very interesting happens to Bianca as a result of a post-hypnotic suggestion. So if you are driving, operating any heavy machinery or doing anything dangerous, please stop this recording now. And if you feel that you may be inadvertently hypnotized by this recording, please prepare to block the suggestion that will come up in about 10 seconds and you will be just fine. And thank you for listening. I know this has been longer than I intended, and I'd be happy to talk to any of you about this fascinating subject, and I hope some of you have found this boo educational. Thanks for listening, and here comes the demo. Now, post-hypnotic suggestions are stuff that can happen after trance. I get to pick on Bianca for this one. Okay? Here we go.
Yay.
All right. Bianca, sleep now. Deeper, 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 deeper. Dropping all the way down. Dropping down because you love to go into trance. You just so love to drift deeper. And in fact, the fact that you drift deeper just makes you happier and happier. Drifting all the way down. Drifting all the way down. That's it. As if the elevator's dropped from the 50th floor right down to the first one. Dropping, dropping, dropping. Plummeting down, but safely, safely down, down, down. Until you just drop all the way down. All the way down. There we go. So we've got her in trance and her breathing has changed. She's relaxed. You'll notice that if you were there to touch her, there would be a loss of muscle tension and she would actually be quite relaxed and floppy unless we told her otherwise. And we can, you know, catalepsy and stuff. And you've probably seen that with David and that sort of stuff as well. He will tend to relax. Now, in a moment, Bubbles, the strangest thing is going to happen. For the 30 seconds after I emerge you, you're the only language you're going to be able to reply to us in for the next 30 seconds after we pop you out of trance is German. And then once that 30 seconds has elapsed, you'll find that you'll just revert to English. And it will just happen automatically in your subconscious and you'll have no trouble doing this at all. So, emerging you from trance now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and out. And how was that, Bubbles?
Hello, Bianca.
Good. Hat geklappt, alles gut.
Excellent, excellent. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did it feel like?
Describe it for us, please.
Richtig schön entspannt. Oh, got to relax and have some trance time. Thanks, guys.
That's amazing to watch you bloody come out and switch from German bang into English. That's awesome.
And it was weird because in your this is me being an empath again and all that crap, but your aura changed. It was like watching a channel flip on a television. Like you went
okay, wicked.
There you go.
How to explain it?
Woohoo!
Now this is the power of post-hypnotic suggestion, and you can get people to do these things if they buy into these suggestions.